This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for December 14th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove of John Lothian News. FIA, global exchange traded volume up 38.8% in November. Open interest post record. The continued investor appetite for equity derivatives helped push global exchange traded volume higher again in November, according to the FIA's monthly report released on Monday. The group said 6.17 billion futures and options contracts were traded in the month of November, an increase of 11.5% from October and up 38.8% from November 2020. On a year-to-year basis, volume for the first 11 months of 2021 totaled 56.44 billion contracts, up 33.8% from the total posted in the first 11 months of 2020. For the month of November, futures volume grew by 12.6% from the same period last year, with 2.71 billion contracts changing hands. And options volume was up a steep 69.8% with 3.45 billion contracts traded. You can read the rest of this story on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from today's Hits and Takes section. ISDA has published a paper titled Contractual Standards for Digital Asset Derivatives. Phil Stafford of the Financial Times has a story about the paper titled ISDA Proposes Market Rules to Cover Crypto Disruptions. Standards Setter for Global Derivatives Industry Reflects Unique Quirks of Crypto. ISDA also has a post titled IIFM and ISDA publish IBOR fallback bilateral amendment agreement and definitions booklet, and ISDA-Claris RFR adoption indicator, November 2021. ISDA says the indicator tracks how much global trading activity as measured by DVO1 is conducted in cleared over-the-counter and exchange-traded interest rate derivatives, or IRD, that reference the identified risk-free rates, RFRs, in six major currencies. On a traded notional basis, the percentage of RFR-linked IRD comprised 17.7% of total IRD in November compared to 17% the prior month. The International Financial Center Japan website is up and running. The idea behind it is transforming Japan into an international financial center that attracts employees, companies, and funds from around the world. Claire Black is the Director of Corporate Affairs and Communications at Innovate Finance, and she is looking for someone to replace her in this UK-based position. Claire says her replacement will be working within one of the UK's fastest-growing sectors, spreading the word far and wide about how fintech and innovation in financial services are a key part of our future. Nodal Exchange hit another record with its open interest in environmental markets topping 175,450 contracts for the first time, which is up 100% from 87,846 contracts in January. Today we have an interview with Michael Chin, the CEO of Broadway, formerly Broadway Technology. I interviewed Michael Chin before Thanksgiving about Broadway's long winding road to independence after it was bought by ION Group, then mostly spun back out. Broadway 2.0 is what the firm is calling its new life as an independent company backed by private equity. The men's college basketball team at my alma mater, Purdue, fell to third place in the AP poll for the top-ranked basketball teams after spending a week at number one for the first time in its history. Baylor is now the number one ranked team. ISDA is planning a virtual FX product and documentation conference on January 25th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, which is designed to provide an overview of the plain vanilla foreign exchange products as well as certain more exotic products like variant swaps and volatility swaps. Importantly, the conference will also provide an overview of standard terms and documentation templates relevant to bilateral execution of transactions. educational credits are available. Registration is available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video about Broadway. Broadway 2.0's long and winding road to independence. Michael Chin is the CEO of Broadway Technology, which recently went through a rebrand and is now just Broadway. The path to Broadway 2.0, as Chin called it, was an unusual one. Chin was interviewed recently by JLN News about its journey from acquisition to independence. Broadway Technology has been working on a renewal since it was spun out of ION Trading after the UK's Competitive Markets Authority told ION it had to spin back out most of Broadway because of overlap in both firms' fixed income offerings. You can watch this video on JohnLothianNews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Bored Ape NFT sells for $3,000 instead of $300,000 after Fat Finger Error. A Fat Finger Error led an online trader to sell his non-fungible token for 1/100th of its $300,000 actual price, according to CNET. A trader named Max, with the username MaxNaut, listed his NFT, part of a limited The Bored Ape Yacht Club collection of 10,000 pieces, for 0.75 Ether, approximately $3,000, instead of 75 Ether, CNET reported. It was automatically stamped up before he could correct the mistake. My comment: to me, the more interesting part of the story is that the buyer spent $3,000 to make a transaction almost immediately, so the seller could not stop reverse the transaction. Also, all done by a bot, happened in an instant. Here's a story from the FT. The hare with amber eyes at the Jewish Museum, Ghosts of a Lost World. Edmund de Waal's carved netsuke bring the words of his memoir hauntingly to life. In his 2010 memoir, The Hare with the Amber Eyes, Edmund de Waal tracked the wanderings of his family's collection of 264 Natsuki from their birthplace in Japan to the mansions of Paris and Vienna, back to Tokyo, and finally to his South London home. Along the way, these delicate, sometimes grotesque sculptures evolved into literary figures. Deracinated and dematerialized, they became the animating spirits of his tale rather than just physical objects. Now, here they are in the flesh, or rather in ivory, boxwood, buffalo horn, and boar's tusk at the Jewish Museum in New York. But it's DeWall's spare poetic writing that hovers in the air. My comment: the book The Hare with the Amber Eyes is an important one, telling the story of a banking family, art, war, loss, and a collection of Netsuki. I recommend the book fully, and this exhibit sounds incredible. Here's a story from MarketWatch. This 69 little black dress is made out of carbon emissions collected from steel mills. Could this party dress be a solution for pollution? Inditex's Zara brand launched a limited line of little black dresses made partly from carbon emissions on Monday. And while it's just one little test for an industry known to spew a lot of emissions into the air as it swaps out retail trends at increasing speed via so-called fast fashion, the technology represents a rethinking of consumerism. Beyond the supply chain footprint, a makeover for materials is part of what some say will be necessary to stop Earth from heating up too fast and landfills from overflowing. My comment: Rachel Koning Beals is a former contributor to Environmental Markets Newsletter, the second newsletter JLN ever launched. Good to see her still writing about environmental stories, even if it is about a LBD. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most read story on Monday was Bloomberg Zero Taxes Golf Beach Houses Create a Crypto Island Paradise about Puerto Rico. Second was HSBC and Wells Fargo to settle currency trades with blockchain from the Financial Times. Third was John's Take, a bittersweet farewell to John J. Lothian & Company's office on LaSalle Street. John's segment in The Spread on Vimeo. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian Newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.